Psalms number 92. Then I'm going to have you to turn to two or three other psalms together, and we'll just read a portion. But look in Psalms number 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Now turn over to Psalm 105, if you will, please. Psalm 105, and listen to this passage of Scripture. And he says this, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, and make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. It's a good thing to praise the Lord, and then it's a good thing to thank the Lord and call upon him and to sing of his blessings and sing praises to him. Look over in 106, please. Psalm 106. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. David was a fellow who needed a lot of mercy, and I'm part of that crowd. Are you? You need the mercies of God? Mercies of God extended to those, my dear friend, who have need of mercy. That is those who are guilty. And thank God, David said, I'm glad his mercy endureth forever. And thank the Lord for that. Now, one other passage of Scripture, and we'll kind of park right here in a few minutes, but in Psalm 107, look at that. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. That's not the end of that thought, but I'm going to leave off the reading right there. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I want to thank you and praise you now for the blessed privilege of being in the house of the Lord. And our Father, I would pray that God, that not only just this month, but Lord, around the year, Lord, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that God, you'd cause us to be a grateful people, and Lord, to give thanks unto the Lord. I do want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me and my family. God, you bless us. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings of this church fellowship, and God, for what you've done here. Thank you for all your blessings upon us. And God, I want to thank you again, Lord, most of all, for the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and died for us and gave his life that we might be saved. God, I pray this morning for the anointing of the Holy Ghost of God that'll make the difference. Thank you for the good, Lord, time during Sunday school, for Brother Jeff and for Brother Jimmy who lead the Sunday school. Thank you, our Father, Brother Tim and Wendy again. And we ask God your blessing on them, all the participants and all those, Lord, who are a part of Judgment House. And I pray, our Father, that God, that you'd help us, Lord, once again, oh God, to be a people that are grateful and thankful for all you do for us, and we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanksgiving's coming, and it's not going to be very far down the road before we have Thanksgiving. But you know, I got to thinking about it through the week, that God has been so good to all of us. I've read these Psalms over and over again and looked at it through the week about Thanksgiving. And we all get excited about Christmas. And you know what? The early church never even worshiped or never even celebrated the birth of our Lord. You go through the Bible, they celebrated his death and burial and resurrection. And of course, we say Christmas is one of the biggest holidays, if not the biggest holiday of the year. We celebrate the birth of our Lord, and I'm for it. Praise God, I love it. I do love celebrating Christmas and God's people and all the things that go with it, all the lights, the trees, and trimming. I enjoy that, but the New Testament church didn't do that. They worshiped and they celebrated his death and burial and resurrection. Now, the thought of Thanksgiving and the special day for Thanksgiving, of course, is kind of unique to our nation so far as a day. But I've just read to you from 5 Old Testament passages where it says you ought to give thanks unto the Lord. And so before our pilgrim fathers were thanking the Lord, God's people were a thankful people, and we're thanking. And you know, I got to thinking about my thoughts and your thoughts about Christmas in regard to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving seems to be like the first doorstep to Christmas. I mean, it's got to be a different kind of atmosphere. And I know you know that it's just something that's just there. And we're going to have Thanksgiving, and then we'll go on into Christmas. And matter of fact, I get to thinking about it. I wonder how many of you, my dear, you know, people said, I can't hardly wait for Christmas. If I was to ask these kids this morning, are you excited about Christmas? They'd say yes. And people would say, I'm excited about Christmas. I can't hardly wait for Christmas. But I wonder honestly this morning, if we're thinking about being grateful, I wonder how many of us had this thought beginning a few weeks ago, I can't hardly wait for Thanksgiving. Did anybody think that? Did anybody think, thank God, amen, I appreciate that.
Grandbaby,
amen. I can't hardly wait to Thanksgiving. People just don't think that way, do they? I can't hardly wait for Christmas. I got to think about this. I wonder how many of us do a Thanksgiving list. How many of you do a Christmas list? Be honest, raise your hand, you do a Christmas list. Or your grandkids. I'm not trying to pick on you. I just want to know, you know. And if you don't, you're blessed. Hey, man. But if you guys been there, they already printed out. There's a computer. I got two grandbabies that can't hardly walk. They done sent an email about their all the Christmas gifts they want. Hadn't figured that out yet, how they did that. But people do Christmas lists. But does anybody do a Thanksgiving list? I ran into a fellow the other night, and he said, a few years ago, we started putting, I think maybe 2 years ago, I preached the message, but it's been on the highway for a long time now. Count your blessings. And you know, he saw me somewhere at another place, and he doesn't attend this church, somewhere else, another place, another town actually. And he said, I picked up that CD on Count Your Blessings. He said, I got to think about taking a notebook and writing down all my blessings. But I wonder how many of us have a Thanksgiving list. I wonder how many people say, I can't hardly wait till Thanksgiving. You know what the Bible said? The Bible said every good and perfect gift comes down from God, the Father of lights. Without me, he said, you could do nothing. We ought to be thankful, hadn't we, that everything we have and everything we are able to do came from him. If you can hear me this morning, it's because of him. If you can see me this morning, it's because of him. If you were able to walk in the building this morning, it's because of him. God's Holy Spirit works in our heart and life, and not one thing we have, not one thing we're able to do, will we be able to do without him. I don't think about my heart beating, and yet he causes it to beat. The Bible said that as thy soul liveth, there's but one step between thee and death. I'm that close to death, and you're that close to death. But God keeps our heart beating. He keeps us breathing. And all of those things come from him. But we don't have a Thanksgiving list of all the things that he's done for us. And I'm just thinking, this is the first day of November, if it wouldn't be a good idea if we take some time this week and begin to write down our Thanksgiving list. I wonder, you know, I love music. I do. I'm not good at it. I'm not bad at it, but I'm not good at it. People get up to sing like Sabrina a while ago, or the choir, or Brother Brad. I tell you, it just blesses my heart. And all the gifted people we have who sing, and Christmas music especially. But then I got to thinking this week that God's been so good to me, and he's blessed me so. And I don't think I've got a favorite Thanksgiving song. I like Christmas songs. I like Away in a Manger, O Holy Night. I like Joy to the World. I like what we call secular. I like White Christmas. I don't think there's anything wrong with White Christmas. I like that song. I like Jingle Bells. How many of you like Jingle Bells? You like Jingle Bells? I like all those things. But I got to thinking, I don't have a favorite Thanksgiving song. Do you? Yet the Bible, in the whole Old Testament, it says that we ought to give thanks unto the Lord. Ought to give thanks unto the Lord. Matter of fact, let's take just a minute and look at the New Testament. Look over in the book of Ephesians. You say, Brother Bill, that's Old Testament. Well, it is, but in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, will you look at this passage of Scripture with me? In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, it says this, give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks all the time. For all things, all the time, for all things. Boy, that's a New Testament admonition. And you and I live in a New Testament age, and that's what we're supposed to do. But then look over at the book of Colossians. You don't have to go far. Just keep on turning, and you'll come to the little book of Colossians. And in chapter number 3, I want to call your attention, please, in chapter number 3, to verse number 17. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Paul said in the book of Ephesians, you ought to thank the Lord for all things all the time. And then he said, whatever you're doing, you ought to thank the Lord for it. You ought to thank the Lord for it. Now, we went off with the senior citizens last night, and some of us was more senior than others. But before they got back, they'd done turned into not even teenagers, they done turned into kindergarten kids. I mean, they were just, in fact, our bus driver had to call us down every now and then because we were getting too rowdy. But they were singing praise to our Lord. And you know, he said, in everything and whatsoever you do, you ought to give thanks to the Lord. When you get up in the morning and you start being able to move around and your life, you begin to go through life, he said, whatever you do, you ought to do it with thanksgiving. Just thank the Lord for it. Thank the Lord. Now, if you go, you pull into a place, you're trying to hunt a parking space, I know most of you thank the Lord for that parking space. But he said, whatever you do, now, thank the Lord for everything. Thank the Lord all the time. And thank the Lord for whatever you do. But let's go a little bit further and go over to the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians in chapter number 5. I want you to look at verse number 18. He said this, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Did you know it's not only a good thing to give thanks, it's not only a wonderful thing, but it is the will of God. And so if we live a life and we're not thankful and we don't thank Him all the time for all things, my dear friend, listen, we're not obeying the Lord. And when we think about Christmas, we think about all those Thanksgiving songs. I got to thinking about Thanksgiving, my favorite Thanksgiving song. Do you have one? Well, I wrote down a few of them that I got thinking about. I thought about this song, Thanks to Calvary. I believe Brother Timmy sings that, don't you, Timmy? Thanks to Calvary. I started to call him middle of the night last night. He stays up all the time. I know he does. Boy, does such a great job on that. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live here anymore. That's a fellow got saved, a brand new person. Thanks to Calvary. Thank God. Boy, I love that song. Thanks to Calvary 49. And then I like this song right here. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. All right, here's our bus choir right now. They're going to sing this right now for us. We all going to sing it together. We've decided, they got to sing it last night, and we're going to call it the bus choir, Brother Brad. They're going to call it the bus choir. Y'all help me sing it, and everybody sing with it. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Wouldn't that be a good Thanksgiving song? I wonder if we'll sing that once a year, or twice a day, or three times a day. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation, so rich and free. I wonder, do you have a favorite Thanksgiving song? I wonder if it's that old song that we used to sing, and we still do sometime, and to God be the glory. I got to thinking about that song. That's a good Thanksgiving song. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. To God be the glory, He gave us His Son. To God be the glory. Oh, listen, think about that. We give Him all the glory. Thank the Lord for it. That's a good Thanksgiving song, isn't it? And then there's another song that we sing from time to time, and I preached on it the other year. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings. And the little phrase says, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. And you know what? There's no room for complaining or murmuring or criticizing if we're thankful. We're just thanking the Lord. I was thinking about old Joseph. You know, Joseph had the brothers, and his daddy loved him and gave him the coat of many colors, and the brothers hated him because of that. And then they called him, and they were going to kill him, and one of the brothers pleaded, and they put him down in that pit. And here he is. Brothers turned against him. He's down in this dark pit. They will eventually sell him into bondage. Boy, I don't think he had much to praise the Lord about. I don't know. I don't know what Joseph praised the Lord, but he could probably praise the Lord. There wasn't snakes down there. I mean, if I was in a pit, you ever got in a pit? If you get in there and there's no snakes down there, you thank the Lord for that. He's probably thanking the Lord there wasn't any water in there. It wasn't a whale. It was dry. But listen, did you know that in everything, give thanks? Whatever you're at, whatever you're doing, give thanks. And that song said, count your blessings, name them one by one. Now, how many, you don't have to raise your hand. Everybody in here's got problems. Everybody in here's got burdens. But my dear friend, our hearts ought to be one of gratitude. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for what he's done for us. Thank the Lord he's able. Thank the Lord for his blessings on us. I thank the Lord. Here's a good Thanksgiving song. Praise him. Praise him. Praise. You like that old song? Praise him. Praise. I love that song. Praise the Lord. But I didn't have a favorite Thanksgiving song, and I got kind of under conviction about it. That I wouldn't. I'm thinking about Christmas and thinking about this. But Thanksgiving, it ought to be a daily thing with me and you. It ought to be a wonderful time. And then Christmas, most everybody in here has got favorite memories about Christmas. I mean, you can think about good things. You think about things that happen around Christmas time, and you have favorite memories. You make a lot of memories at Christmas. And I got convicted. I didn't think I had a favorite Thanksgiving memory. And yet, the Word of God teaches that we ought to thank him for all things, all the time. And in everything we're doing, we ought to thank him. But I didn't have a special Thanksgiving memory. We've had Thanksgiving as long as I can remember as a family. And Mama Regina, she'll cook for two or three days. Now we go to Melissa's. And they take 3 or 4 days to get ready. You eat in about 30 minutes, and it's all weird, you know. And then some of them go shopping on Black Friday, and now it's late Thursday night and stuff like that. But what an awful memory to have of Thanksgiving. Lord have mercy. Going to the mall. Have you got a favorite Thanksgiving memory? Does that mean that I haven't had the right perspective of thanking the Lord, that I hadn't poured my heart into it like I ought to. I hadn't worshiped him in Thanksgiving like I ought to. If I don't have a favorite memory, like I got favorite memories and special memories of Thanksgiving or of Christmas, I wonder why, you know, I don't have one. And then I got to thinking that, I thank the Lord for whoever came up with the idea of putting the boxes back there for Christmas, and people put the cards back there and that way to get distributed, everything. But right now, some of you are getting ready to start sending out Christmas cards, and that's a blessing. I thank the Lord for it. But I wonder if it would be a good idea to start sending some Thanksgiving cards to those that have been a blessing to you. To family members and to church family and to other folk. And not just that, but people in the community. And to send people that you know that work in law enforcement or nurses or people like that, to send a Thanksgiving and say, I want to thank the Lord for you. Because we send Christmas cards and those type of things. But does that mean that I'm not as thankful as I am, that I'm not as thankful as I ought to be for people, Thanksgiving. I wonder if we'd be wise to start sending out more Thanksgiving cards and thanking the Lord for those things. You say, Brother Billy, what about this Thanksgiving? Notice what it said in Psalm 107. It said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who ought to give thanksgiving? We, the redeemed. People who've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. Every person who's saved ought to give thanksgiving to the Lord. Amen. Now, the Bible does say, let everything have breath, praise the Lord. So that would mean not only saved people, but everything and everybody ought to be thankful to God if they'd acknowledge Him as God. But especially the redeemed ought to be thankful. I mean, we ought to live a life of gratitude. It ought to be where people see us and we're not always down. We're not always complaining about the government. We're not complaining about society. We're not complaining about everything around us. We're not murmuring about our own health. But we are praising God and thanking Him for what He's done for us. God's people will do that. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so and magnify His name and glorify Him. He said in this passage of Scripture, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thank God for what He's done for you in salvation. He gave you everlasting life. Everlasting life. I got under conviction with my brother at the hospital after I was in the hospital for so long, and the doctor who had taken care of me, and Dr. Ingram, the infectious disease doctor, my brother's wife was up there, and we were up there in the hospital with them, and my brother and I walked out to go down to the cafeteria somewhere, and when we were walking down, Dr. Ingram came around the corner, and I said, hey, Dr. Ingram. And he spoke to me, and I said, this is my brother Howard. And I said, Howard, Dr. Ingram saved my life. And you know, he was just kind of sloughed it off and on. And then I got to thinking, you know, I thank God for the doctor, I sure do. But really, I ought to just magnify the one who really, really did it. I want to thank the Lord that God used him. I got a conviction about the way he even said it. I said, I should have said, Howard, God used this doctor. Because if you've got any help at all from a doctor, it had to be of God. Say amen. I believe that with all my heart. God did that. And everything give thanks. Who's been redeemed from the enemy. God, everything, not only forgiving all my sin, but for everything that's ever happened, every victory I've ever had, it came from him. And I ought to just thank the Lord for that and praise Him and magnify Him. Who ought to praise Him? God's people had. And listen, what should we praise Him for? Paul said, in everything give thanks unto the Lord. Most of all, number one, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. What is that great gift? For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoso believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You and I ought to be thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank Him for His giving His Son to die for us. You know, don't ever get over that. Don't ever get over the fact that He gave that His Son to die for you. And praise the Lord for that. You ought to thank the Lord for His mercy and grace to you and for saving you and for all He's done for you since then, for all His provision, for all of His blessings, for all those things, everything. We give thanks unto the Lord. But then in John chapter 11, verse 41, we ought to thank the Lord for answered to prayer. And the privilege of prayer. God has blessed me, He's blessed you, and we've had so many wonderful things. I am so blessed that I've seen God answer my prayers. And I've seen God answer the prayers of other people on my behalf. Thank God for answering a prayer that you can get hooked up. I saw a little sign not long ago, and it said, prayer is not our last resource, it is our first resource. Don't you love that? It's not a, hey, get to the place that, well, now all we can do is pray. But I like the way they said it. It's not our last resort. It is our first resource. First of all, pray. Seek God. My dear friend, thank Him for answering your prayers. Sometimes we forget to thank Him that He did. We prayed, and God did it, and then we don't thank Him like we ought to. Thank Him for His Word. Thank Him for His Word. This Word is precious, and I thank God for the Bible. Thank the Lord for it. Thank Him for His kindness to me and for His kindness to all of us. Paul said, we're to praise the Lord for everything, and everything give thanks. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You know what it said in the book of Romans? It said of those who were wicked and ungodly, who had rejected God, and I emphasize this to you every year, but it's just stuck out in my mind. And he said, and neither were they thankful. Ingratitude is a sign of a lost person. A person who is not grateful, not thankful, it's a sign of a lost person. And boy, I don't want to be identified as a person who doesn't know the Lord. I want to be thankful. I heard a fella say on a little news thing, and he's talking about his gifts and talents to paint this, that, and the other, and he said, whatever power there is up there who gave me this power, he said, I'm sure glad. But oh, I know this. If I have anything, you have anything, it didn't come from a power. It came from Him who is all powerful, but it came from Him. Let redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from everything. Let me ask you a question. I got three little questions for you this morning. Number one, is Thanksgiving a priority in your life? You say, Brother Billy, I want to do the will of God. I really want to do the will of God. And you know what he said over there in 1 Timothy? He said, this is the will of God concerning you. You could sing, or you could preach, or you could teach, you could be involved in all types of ministry. But I can tell you one will of the Lord that sometimes we take for granted, we overlook, and that is to be thankful. Is it a priority in your life? Are you really, really thankful to Him in everything, all the time, in whatever you're doing, to give thanks unto Him? I'm asking you for the month of November that it become a real priority in your life, and thank Him for what He's done for us. Thank Him for everything, and in everything give thanks unto the Lord. Not only is it a priority in your life, but is it a practice in your life? Brother Tim reminded us this morning that sometimes we talk about praying, but we don't really pray like we ought to. And I wonder if I say something, are you thankful? You say yes. It is a response on your part. I remind you, or I ask you, and you say yes. And I believe that. I believe you are thankful. But I wonder if nobody ever reminded me of it. I wonder if nobody ever questioned me about it. Is it a practice in my life? Do I go every day, every morning when I get up, do I start thanking the Lord and praising Him and magnifying Him and giving Him glory? You know what? The Bible said He inhabits the praises of His people. If you want to feel close to the Lord starting today, why don't you start practicing worship and thanksgiving and thanking Him for everything and praising Him for everything? I love that little song that has a verse in it. It says, I didn't come to ask for anything. I just came to thank You, Lord. I just come to thank You. And my dear friend, let's begin to practice that in our life. Is it a priority? Is Thanksgiving a priority in your life? Is it a practice in your life? And then let me ask you this. Is it a pleasure in your life? Do you just love to do that? Is it a joy in your heart? Doesn't it make you feel good when you thank the Lord? Is it a pleasure to you? Is there something in you that it causes you to realize that everything you have and everything that God gave to you, and is it a joy, a pleasure in your life to praise Him? Do you magnify Him with great joy? Listen to what it says. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Is thanksgiving a pleasure to you? You say, Brother Billy, I have a sad life. And the most impossible task a pastor has, or anybody else has, is trying to help unhappy people be happy. There's some people who are happy to be unhappy. You understand what I'm talking about? You can try your best to help them, see the good side of something, and to recognize what God's done for them, but they take great joy in being unhappy. But my dear friend, that ought not be true of me and you. Our worship and praise ought to be something that's not only voluntary, but it's vocal and it's visible, and it's something that brings great joy to our heart. It's a pleasure for me to worship Him and magnify Him. It is the will of God for me to do that. And without faith, it's impossible to please Him. That is faith being response to His revelation. And if He's revealed to my heart that I'll be thankful, I can't please Him if I don't do that. But if I will praise Him, it'll please Him. And we can have sweet fellowship during the day. And you can too if you magnify the Lord. Is it your priority to thank the Lord? Is it your practice to praise Him? I'm not talking about just talking about it. I'm talking about, is it really part of your life to be thankful? To be thankful in everything, all the time, in whatever you're doing, to thank the Lord. That's what the Bible said. And is it a pleasure for you to do that?
Amen.
Do you have that joy in your heart to praise the Lord? Well, you say, well, Brother Bill, I'm not sure what He's ever done for me. He had never done anything for me that I know of. I've earned everything I've got. And besides that, my family's had nothing but trouble, nothing but heartache, nothing but problems. My dear friend, listen, He did something for you that maybe you hadn't realized yet. And that is, He suffered and bled and died for you, gave His life for you. My dear friend, when you understand that God loved you so much, He gave His Son to die for you, what in the world can you complain about? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also freely by Him give us all things? I want to ask you a question. I wonder if your ingratitude has anything to do with what Psalm said in 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Have you ever been redeemed? Have you ever been saved by the grace of God? Do you know 100% sure if you died today, you'd go to heaven? You would have that assurance in your heart to know that He gave His Son to die for you and that heaven's your home. Are you thankful? Are you thankful? Have you been redeemed by the grace of God? But then sometimes people who are so blessed don't appreciate the blessings of God. I think about Adam. God fashioned Adam, put him in a perfect environment, in a perfect garden, caused a sleep to come upon him, took a rib out, fashioned him a perfect woman, put him in that perfect environment, gave him everything he would ever need. And it seems like that he was not satisfied. He had something in his heart that he always wanted more. Paul said that I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And he said another place, having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. And sometimes those of us who are so blessed and God's been so good to us, we forget the blessings of the Lord. Or we might be redeemed, but we're not looking at the blessings. All we can see is the burdens and the problems and the confusion around us. And we don't rejoice in what we do have and what He's done for us. And what an awful thing that is for a lost man not to praise God. But for a person who's saved and not right with God, and yet all they can do is murmur and complain. What an awful thing that is. Because God has blessed us with so many things in so many ways. We'll just magnify the Lord. What do you need to do as we approach Thanksgiving and coming up that time? I'd say this to us. I'd say let's ask God, first of all, to take away out of us that spirit of dissatisfaction. Let's ask God to purge us of anything in our mind and heart that would cause us to want to think about our problems and what we've got going on around us and not magnify Him. Because I guarantee you that it'll be good for me and you if we'd praise the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's not only good because it's a godly. It's not only good because it's will of God, but it's good because of what it does in us. It blesses us. Ask God to take away any thought of ingratitude, anything we've got all of everything else, and let's just focus on Him. And this is November the 1st. And through all of this month, let's make this a month of Thanksgiving. I'm talking about day in and day out, day in and day out. And let's just be thankful to the Lord. Don't let anything go by. Don't let anything happen. Don't let anything come that you don't thank the Lord for His mercy and grace. It's good to you. Is it a priority in your life? Is it a practice in your life? Is it a pleasure in your life to praise Him? I ask you this morning, let's ask God to help us to be a thankful people, especially during this month. Let's bow together for a word of prayer. I had just one little thought of mine all this week, and that is, I want to just thank Him for what He's done. That song that the Perrys recorded, Have I Told You Lately That I Love Him? Oh, listen, That thought, have you told him lately that you love him? Have you expressed your gratitude to him? Have you been thinking, I can't hardly wait to Thanksgiving? Have you got a Thanksgiving list? Have you got a favorite Thanksgiving song? Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving memory? Do you send out Thanksgiving cards? I'm just telling you, he's been so good to me. He's blessed me so. I was blessed in revival. I enjoyed Brother Randy and Miss Mary. It's a blessing. But I'm going to tell you that song they sang, that God has been good. Boy, I loved all the singing, all the preaching. But that song, when they sang that song a couple of times, he's been so good. He's been good to me. And I don't ever, ever want to take for granted his goodness. When I'm well or when I'm sick, regardless of wherever I'm at, he deserves my thanks and my praise, my gratitude. Now, it's a crowded situation, and he understands that. I want us to stand together with our heads bowed and eyes are closed. You say, Brother Billy, that's an awful simple little message. It was, but Paul said this, in everything give thanks. And whatsoever you do in word and deed, do it with thanksgiving. And then he said, in everything give thanks. This is the will of God toward you. It is the will of God. And if I didn't remind you of it, I'd miss God today. And I'm going to tell you what a difference it'd make in us, in our lives, in our families, if we'd begin to be thankful. Husband thanking for the wife, wife thanking God for the husband, thanking God for the children. Don't ever take it for granted. Don't ever take it for granted. Be thankful. Heavenly Father, I've tried to obey you this morning. Our Father, this morning I just want to lift my heart, my hand, and say thank you. I want to thank you for all you've done for me. Lord, you give me a good life. Give me a wonderful family. God, you saved me. You put me in the ministry. God, thousands upon thousands of people that, God, you've let me come in contact with over the years that love you and have loved me and Regina and the family, been good to us. God, I want to thank you for that. God, please don't ever let me take any of that for granted. Thank you, God, for my health. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful church and this people. God, make us a people of gratitude. God, thank you, Lord, for this country. For letting us live here. God, thank you for those who, Lord, give their lives to protect us, our veterans that we'll honor next Sunday. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who give their life in law enforcement and EMS and firefighters and all those, Lord, who you've put it in their heart to do that. God, you just did all that. God, I thank you for it. Thank you for breath. Thank you for life. Thank you for our sight, for hearing. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the ability to taste and smell. Lord, in fellowship with God's people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the beautiful music and the singing. God, help us not take for granted the gifted people you put in our lives to play the piano and to sing. And oh, God, thank you for all of that. God, make us a grateful people. Our Father, a month's not enough. A day's not enough. A life is not enough. It'll take eternity to say thank you like we ought to. But God, please help us to get started. And our Father, I believe with all my heart, if we are a grateful people and thankful people, there'll be somebody around us that want to know the reason for the hope that's in us. Why in such an awful, bitter world can we have such a spirit of thanksgiving and praise. And God, I pray, God, you'd help us to tell them it's because we are the redeemed and we'd like to just say so. God bless now. I don't know what you're supposed to do today. Maybe right where you are in your place while you're praying. Maybe right now, God, the Holy Ghost wants you just to say, Lord, I just love you and I thank you. Maybe you want to slip around somehow or another around the front here, down the side aisle somewhere, get on your face for a few minutes, start off this month in an attitude of Thanksgiving. And if you're here this morning, you've never been saved, I want to tell you right now, God loves you and He died for you. And if we can help you, I want to help you, but He'll save you. He knew you before you ever came in this building. He knew you before you was ever born. And when Jesus died, He bore your sin. And you don't have to have anybody to go between you and Him. If you'll go to Him right now and say, oh, God, I'm a sinner, save me, I guarantee you He'll do it. Our Father, we do love You this morning. And dear Lord Jesus, we love You. And the Holy Ghost, we love You. Give us a heart of praise. Give us a heart of gratitude. Help us to be a thankful people. Our Father, I pray You'd help us to understand it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. It'll drive from us covetousness. It'll drive from us jealousy and despair and discouragement. God, I pray, God, Your people could be thankful. God, help me to be thankful. Lord, for all You've done for us, for all those You put in our lives, for all the blessings of God, we want to be thankful. And God, we'll thank You and give You praise for what You do in Jesus' name. Amen.